This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Shocking leak of a reported draft opinion from the Supreme Court that could overturn the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nationwide.
It looks like you got a leak.
Could you start fixing it pretty soon?
But someone, it would seem to me, with a motive, never in the history of the Supreme Court, in modern history, to have an opinion like this leak.
I think we got a rat in the house. I guarantee we got a rat in the house.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My heart is just broken. I don't understand why this country hates women so much.
Just pain and damage this is going to cause, and the full ability to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body.
I cannot overemphasize what a change this is.
This was designed to change the current narrative away from the disastrous Biden administration. It's designed to get people angry, emotional, and it worked.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 978 says, with this decision, the court will just be codifying what was already happening. Different states already have different rules with regard to abortion. This is not going to change anything. Yeah, they think it's going to change the trajectory of the midterms. That's what this is all about. And it's hard to underestimate the odiousness, the terrible behavior of the modern Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. Democrats struggle with an open secret, the serious mental decline of an aging politician. Wonder who they could be talking about.
Struggling.
The New York Times published a story about Democrats coming to terms with the fact that an aging Democrat may no longer be fit for office. It's a story about Senator Dianne Feinstein. Who did you think we were talking about? At 88, see if this sounds familiar to anybody other than Dianne Feinstein. At 88, Ms. Feinstein sometimes struggles to recall the names of colleagues, frequently has little recollection of meetings or telephone conversation, and at times walks around in a state of befuddlement. See, she doesn't have an Easter Bunny working for her. Including the fact about why she is increasingly dogged by questions about whether she is fit to serve in the Senate, representing the 40 million residents of California. On Capitol Hill, it is widely, although privately, always privately acknowledged that Ms. Feinstein suffers from acute short-term memory issues that on some days are ignorable, but on others raise concerns among those who interact with her. Here's a quote from the San Francisco Chronicle piece that start broke this out into the open. I have worked with her for a long time and long enough to know that what she was like just a few years ago. Always in command, always in charge, on top of the details, basically couldn't resist a conversation where she was driving some bill or some idea. So that's the difference between her and Biden, because Biden was never anything more than a nitwit. All of that is gone. She was an intellectual and political force not that long ago, and that's why my encounter with her was so jarring, because there is just no trace of that left. 844-500-4242. You know, Biden likes to talk about the oligarchs, and he's going to take their yachts away and all that kind of stuff. The Daily Mail had a great story yesterday about some more emails from the Hunter Biden laptop. And they revealed that Hunter Biden had courted a guy named Vladimir Yevtushenko. He's a Russian oligarch with close ties to Putin. The billionaire, 73, owns a company which has reportedly supplied Putin's forces with drones used for deadly bombings in Ukraine. He has been sanctioned by the UK and Australia this month, but remains unsanctioned by the Biden administration. He's a friend of Hunter Biden's, and he hasn't been sanctioned, even though he's providing drones to kill Ukrainians, or should I say Hungarians, as Biden called them today. The president's son and his now jailed business partner, Devin Archer, sought an investment from the billionaire in Rosemont Realty in 2012 and 2013. He booked a trip to Moscow for a dinner with the oligarch at his company Sistema's headquarters in February 2012. A Sistema itinerary translated from Russian also showed a March 14, 2012 breakfast with Hunter Biden at the Ritz-Carlton in New York. Isn't this nice? It's a 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us. Did you see, too, you know who's getting a lot of grief about this leak is Susan Collins from Maine. I'm not a big fan of Susan Collins, but people are saying, she voted for Brett Kavanaugh, and now Brett Kavanaugh is the decisive fifth vote because we have something on John Roberts and he'll never vote against what we tell him to do. Huh. I mean, can you imagine that? They're holding it. Any vote that he makes that they don't like, they go after her. Not that it's going to affect her. She's not up for re-election for another 4 years, I don't believe. But still, I mean, you know, I think Sandra Day O'Connor was the deciding vote on keeping affirmative action, i.e. reverse racial discrimination, in play back 20, 25 years ago. Now, that irritated the hell out of me and millions of other Americans. Most Americans of all races are opposed to racial preferences, set asides. But yet nobody, I don't think, went back and said, who voted for Sandra Day O'Connor so we can vote against her because she was idiotic enough to vote for racial preferences, affirmative action. But, you know, different standards now. If you can't, the Democrats can do anything they want to any Republicans, and they face no blowback whatsoever. None. 84339. Can you imagine a conversation between Feinstein and Biden? I can kind of imagine it. I don't think I want to imagine it, though. Do you? I mean, wow. And throw Nancy Pelosi in there for a third one. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is not that much further behind the Feinstein-Biden walk down oblivion lane. Josiah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josiah.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Josiah? You're up in Maine. Are you suffering the benefits or the drawbacks of inflation still?
No, luckily I'm away from Maine. I'm on vacation in Massachusetts right now.
You're on vacation in Massachusetts? Jeez, can't you get to a better place than Massachusetts? Are you going to the game at Fenway Park tonight?
No.
Probably just as well. The Red Sox are off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? What are you doing down in Massachusetts?
I came to Great Wolf Lodge, and we've been doing a lot of stuff here.
Where is that? Where's Great Wolf Lodge?
Fitchburg.
Fitchburg, okay. I'm glad you're enjoying Fitchburg.
Will be a lot more fun when you're older, Josiah.
You don't want to know what he's talking about either, Josiah. You could get into trouble if you started trying to have fun in Fitchburg. But we have a station in Fitchburg, and I hope you're listening to it. It's one of our great FM stations in Massachusetts, and we love Fitchburg, and we'll be out there. Anyway, good to hear from you, Josiah, and I hope you're enjoying your school break and have fun when you're cruising around in northern Worcester County. We appreciate your call. 844-500-4242. This is this whole thing with the leak. It's amazing how no one is none of the Democrats are concerned about this. I mean, if this were somebody a Republican, if they thought Clarence Thomas's clerk was leaking or Alito's clerk was leaking to a right wing site like, you know, I don't know, Breitbart or the Federalist to embarrass Democrats. I mean, they would say we're going to have, they would be demanding full fledged congressional hearings and demanding that the impeachment of whoever employed the law clerk. I mean, look what they've been trying to do to Clarence Thomas because his wife sent a couple of texts to Mark Meadows on in the run up to January 6th. She wasn't advocating an insurrection. She wasn't in the least talking about storming the Capitol. But they still want Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from any kind of case involving Democrats. But this is just nothing to see here, folks. Move along. This is speaking truth to power. This is good stuff. This is what should have been done all along. This is not a violation of the norms because it's Democrats. Anything Democrats want to do, they can do. You know why? Because it's a religion. It's a proselytizing creed, a cult. It's not a political party anymore. It's a faith. And so they believe in things that they don't understand, as Stevie Wonder would say. Superstition. When people finally decide it's time to sell their real estate, what is their first step? Well, most people contact a real estate agent and traditionally list their property for sale. However, what most people don't realize is that in a traditional listing, you really have to sell the property twice. The first sale is to the buyer, and the second sale is to that buyer's bank. If your property does not appraise at the offer price, then the deal could die or the price could lower. In addition, you may have stigmatized your property and lost valuable marketing time. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no bank appraisal concerns. All of our buyers are cash ready and their 10% deposit is non-refundable. At auction, your real estate is sold once and the terms are unwavering. So, why not sell at auction where the bidding always goes up instead of listing and possibly negotiating down? To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or call JJ or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
207 says, if progressive liberalism is a religion, it's high time for separation of church and state. Amen. To unseparate church and state. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will leaking the SCOTUS decision turn out to be a good career move for the leaker?
Yes, it will.
62% say no, it won't.
At the very least, he or she is going to get a nice book contract. Maybe a contributing editor or whatever they call it to MSNBC or CNN. All right. Now, Biden today, when he was in at the Lockheed Martin plant in Troy, Alabama, he talked about how he really doesn't make all that many mistakes. Cut 9.
By the way, sometimes the press is always fair with me, but every once in a while I make a mistake, not like once a speech, but at any rate, I...
Once a speech. once a speech. We already talked about how he talked about Hungarian fighters. He meant Ukrainian fighters. And he said he made sure that the Russia had Javelin missiles before Russia attacked. So that's two mistakes right there. And here's a, now, as you probably have seen in the headlines, he has asked Congress to appropriate another $33 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. $33 billion, okay? Cut 25.
And I'm once more urging Congress to quickly pass this supplemental funding bill, over $300 billion, to help the Ukrainians so they can keep all of the very, very, all of you very, very busy for a while here. So again, let me end where I began. I came for basic reason from the bottom of my heart to say thank you.
$300 billion, $33 billion. Now, is he going to be cited by the DGB, the Disinformation Governance Board? We are not fighting. We are not arming Hungarians. We are not arming Russia. And he is not seeking $300 billion. Do you think Nina Markowitz is going to, or Nina Witz, whatever her name is going to get on this immediately and censor him? Where are the fact checkers? He said. Plus, the fourth mistake is he said he only makes one mistake per speech. That's three of them right there. So that's a fourth mistake, saying he only makes one mistake per speech. Did I miss any, Taylor?
Oh, I'm sure there's stuff we missed. I mean, none as glaring as those, but just the regular.
Well, here's another goofy one. I want to fact check this one. Cut 15.
There's even a story about Ukrainian parents naming their children, not a joke, their newborn child Javelin or Javelina, not a joke.
Whenever he says not a joke, you know he's lying. When he says not a joke twice, you know it's a particularly big whopper. You know what else? He's lying is when he starts yelling. Cut 17.
They cannot be sustained because things are moving so rapidly. Democracy requires consensus, and it's hard to get consensus. Therefore, they can't keep up with an autocracy, one man rule.
Democracy. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, he represents the Democrats well. I just want to say, the leaker who leaked the information, Politico, they are definitely in trouble with the law. If they find out who it is, I don't think they're going to be left off so easy. But one thing, Howie, I was just looking at some of the names of the people that, you know, they were talking against Trump. People that attended Trump's wedding. Here's some of the names: Jeff Zucker, Matt Lauer, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Katie Couric, Chris Matthews. These are some of the biggest Democrats going, and they were...
They're all NBC. When he got married to Melania here in Palm Beach, he was the number one star of NBC. He was the biggest earner on the network.
Exactly. And now they turn on him. And then Biden, they're not changing stuff, but Biden talking about the World War II vets. All right, I've known plenty of World War II vets over my lifetime, many paratroopers. Let me tell you something. They would be furious at Biden saluting and looking at his watch as those dead bodies came across and abandoning Bagram Air Force Base. I'll tell you one thing, Howard, they'd be calling for his head. The World War II vets that were in combat that I knew, this is not acceptable.
No, I agree. And he keeps calling it the World War II. He said that again today.
You know, during World War II, the United States was known as the Arsenal of Democracy.
World War II. The country will never again be the arsenal of democracy when this clown, as long as this clown and his economic policies, he's owned by China. I mean, it's as simple as that. And Russia has a minority interest. Russia has a couple of seats on the board of the Biden crime family. China controls most of the seats, but Russia, you know, look at this whole thing I just mentioned with the oligarch that they won't sanction because he's a pal of Hunter Biden's, or the $3.5 million that Hunter Biden got from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who's a billionaire, now lives in London. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark says the leaked memo is really ill-begotten gains, and we know how much Biden hates those. Sleepy Joe just said one man, one rule instead of one man, one vote. Did he really say? You missed these things. One man, one rule. Is that what he said? Check that one out, Taylor. Again, you can't catch all of this stuff. Here's a story you haven't read. It's a couple of days old.
It cannot be sustained because things are moving so rapidly. Democracy requires consensus, and it's hard to get consensus. Therefore, they can't keep up with an autocracy, one-man rule.
Well, I think he was saying what autocracy is one-man rule, I think. All right. Anyway, here's something. Here's a story you haven't seen. You won't be seeing this on the network newscast. Three workers fatally stabbed at Knoxville truck stop. Suspect shot and killed. Authorities say a North Carolina truck driver was shot and killed by a Knox County deputy after fatally stabbing three women and hospitalizing a fourth at a Pilot Travel Center near an I-40 exit. The truck driver was identified by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation as Idris Abdus Salam, 33. Idris Abdus Salam, 33, of Durham, North Carolina. The three women fatally stabbed were Joyce Whaley, 57, Patricia Denise Nibb, 51, and Nettie R. Spencer, 41. And they were stabbed by Idris Abdus Salam, 33. Why is this not a big story? This is a mass murder, right? But they don't seem to care much about this one. 844-500-4242-978. So it's okay to force a woman to get an injection or lose her job. Yes, it is. Absolutely. You're on to something here. But not to tell her what to do with her body, huh? Yeah. What's the difference? You're telling a birthing person what to do with his/her body, their body, when you tell them to get a shot. And that's okay, because the deep state wants it. But it's not okay to have different laws in different states for abortions. No one is ever going to be stopped from getting an abortion in the United States. Let's be honest about it. If you want to go get an abortion somewhere else, you can get it. There's going to be very, very few states where abortions are going to be totally outlawed anyway. But we have to pretend this is a big crisis, just like we had to pretend everyone was going to die from Wuhan flu, just like we had to pretend everyone was going to die from climate change. 844-500-4242, just like we had to pretend that there was a Russian collusion hoax. Just like we had to pretend that Trump was trying to bribe the Ukrainians to investigate Hunter Biden, who's guilty as sin, as we all know. 844-500-4242-339. Was the leaked Supreme Court decision on Hunter's laptop? If it isn't, it's the only thing in the last 2 years that hasn't been on Hunter Biden's laptop. Rodney, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hi, Howie. The last time you and I spoke, we were talking about why Frank Sinatra was being colorized with brown eyes. We go back a ways. I'm calling tonight because they're complaining about how the Supreme Court justices somehow got switched to a conservative court. Now they want to pack the court. But wasn't it Harry Reid who passed a rules change. Yeah, they dropped it from a supermajority to a majority.
Right.
So aren't they?
And the turtle, Mitch McConnell. Say what you will about the turtle, Rodney, but he warned them at the time. He said, "This is going to come back to bite you, and probably sooner than you think it is." And he was proven to be absolutely correct.
Exactly. So now they're all whining and crying, and you know they're the ones crawling up in a ball and saying, "Please don't hurt me." And you know, but the Republicans have been doing that for the last 20 years. Please don't hurt me, type thing. And we're beginning to fight back a little bit.
I know, and they can't take it. They can't take it. They got glass jaws because it's easy to be a bully if nobody fights back. Once someone starts fighting back, a lot of times the bully just turns tail and runs.
So we got to fight back. You know, so we finally got a conservative Supreme Court, and somehow now we're the bullies.
Right. Right.
I'm not used to talking on the radio, so I'm sorry if I'm not smooth enough.
No, you're plenty smooth enough. No, it's true. Everything you say is right. Thank you, Rodney. Call again. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I'd like to mention I live in Down East, Maine, and I always enjoy your Friday morning slot with Rick and George.
Oh, thank you.
What I called about on this abortion issue, of course, I hope that the Republicans will, instead of knuckling under and apologizing, I hope that they will put out commercials with statistics of brain waves, heartbeat, fingerprints, DNA, some ultrasounds of an unborn baby sucking its thumb.
They don't care about that, Frank. Frank, they know all that, don't they? They you know, that's been out there for 50 years, basically, and they don't care. It's a woman's right to choose. That's all they care about.
No, but maybe some in the middle, you know, that's usually where the deciding vote is.
Yeah. I think a lot of women that have had abortions deeply regret their decisions. And, you know, the woman in Roe v. Wade, she came to regret her decision to have an abortion, the plaintiff in the case. And that happens a lot. And you know, the other thing is that they don't seem to care. You know, they have this, they believe in critical race theory. They believe America started in 1619. You know, they give money to these scams like Black Lives Matter. But they don't seem to care that in places like New York City, 40% of the pregnancies with black women are terminated by abortions. They don't care about that. They don't ban Margaret Sanger. Caller was mentioning her earlier in the day. She was this eugenicist who was the person who basically started Planned Parenthood. They worship her memory. Hillary Clinton talks about her. Hillary Clinton's got an award. She thought it was a abortion was a way to control the growth of the black population. They don't care about that. That black abortion rates are much higher than those for any other race, and yet they claim to be friends of the black community. None of it makes any sense whatsoever. You know, that's another thing Elon Musk talks about. He says, you know, we have to have more children. And he's right. He has 8 kids. He's in his 50s, and he has 8 kids. And he says, you know, if you have a society where more people are dying than are being born, that's a society that's dying itself. I mean, look at Japan. Look at these some of these countries in Europe. Look what China did to itself with the one child policy. Now they're in a demographic spiral. You know, China's a problem, but they're not going to be a problem for many generations. Iran is the same way, and they're Muslim. You know, they're I think very close or maybe below replacement level population. Any country that goes below replacement level is in big trouble. And the left doesn't care about this. The left doesn't care about the future. They're all obsessed with themselves. They don't even care. Some of them even have children, but they don't care about the kids or their grandkids. It's just all about them. You see it in the way they behave. No sane adults behave like these people you saw outside the Supreme Court last night. Or the people you saw at the Chuck Schumer press conference today, including Chuck Schumer, for that matter. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
You know, I was on the way home from work, and at the top of the hour, ABC News. And right away, they pull up this poll citing all this high level of support for abortion in this country and so on and so forth. Now, I don't know when this poll was actually done, but it seems awfully fishy. And given when you combine that with the lack of any of the Democrats being appalled at the leak, I really think this thing has been coordinated and planned from the highest levels. And I bet if they find this guy, whoever it was that did this leak, and they get into his bank account, they're going to find a fat wad of cash because this SOB has been paid up front.
I don't know. I think he could be a true believer. Again, this we're dealing here with a religion, Bill. This guy could be a true believer like Joan of Arc, you know, or Kevin Kleinsmith. I keep coming back to that guy. He was the FBI lawyer who falsified the CIA memo about Carter Page so that they could keep going after Carter Page and through him, Donald Trump. I mean, forget being a lawyer and an officer of the court and you're supposed to obey the laws, but how about just destroying somebody's life by lying about them? And what happened to him? Was he imprisoned? No. Was he disbarred? Did he lose his quote-unquote ticket, his after he went to law school and took the bar exam? No, he didn't. He did one of the most despicable things one human being could do to another. He lied about him and destroyed his life. And nothing happened to him because he's a Democrat. He was proselytizing for the religion of Hillary Clinton, the religion of Joe Biden, the religion of Chuck Schumer, and Adam Schiff. Can you imagine being a member of that faith? Ugh. But that's what they believe. I don't think he was paid. Maybe I'm wrong, Bill. Maybe he was paid. Whoever did, he, she, they, maybe they were paid. I don't know. But I'm tending to think not, that they just thought it was a really good idea to do this. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Bill. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at the alarm clock all night long. You finally fall asleep and bam, your alarm clock goes off to start the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night, you ask yourself? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products that I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I'm so glad to see the New York Post. I know not many papers do this, but they are now starting to print stories about everyday Dementia Joe screw-ups. Today, of course, talking about the Hungarian fighters and the making sure Russia had Javelin missiles. I don't even think they mentioned the $300 billion instead of the $33 billion, but that's a good start. I'm glad somebody is reporting it other than ourselves. 844-500-4242. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, not to contradict you, but Biden may have actually got one right today when he said that he's arming Russia, because even though we're sending those weapons to the Ukrainians, the Russians are capturing them right and left, so we actually are arming Russia.
Right. And you know, someone was pointing out last night somewhere I saw on TV, they were saying that these Stinger missiles, I mean, these are the last things you want falling into somebody else's hands, because they could take down a commercial airliner.
Well, that's true, but Howie, you realize those missiles are 42 years old. They were first introduced in 1981. I was at the CIA back then working on Central America, and we were worried about Stingers falling into the hands of the Sandinistas. But, you know, that's 40-year-old technology now. We're not exactly sending the best and our brightest over there to Ukraine.
Well, we don't have any more best and brightest, do we, in the Biden administration? Certainly not.
Roger that.
Thank you, Larry. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Roger that. Thanks. Go ahead.
Listen, I'll be fast. I'll be fast because I know you're running out of time. If Roberts is serious about finding who leaked those documents, he'll place a phone call to the Central Intelligence Agency and say, send me over about half a dozen of your best polygraph operators because I need them over here to find out who leaked that document. Chances are the minute the word circulates, people are going to be polygraphed over there. The person who leaked those documents is going to head for the door and resign. If he doesn't,
wait a second. I think they're going to make the law school argument. You know, in most states, I don't think polygraph admission are admissible in a court of law because a pathological liar, which there are a lot of Democrats working for the Supreme Court, a pathological liar can beat a polygraph test. I've seen it myself. You know, in courts, in federal court trials. You know, Jack, here's what got me. Did you see the quote from John Roberts about who's going to handle the investigation? I have directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak. Did you know they had a marshal of the court? I didn't know that.
I didn't either, yeah.
Who the hell is that? Is he going to get help from the FBI? I'm sure the FBI will leave no stone unturned except the one that the perp is hiding under, assuming it's a Democrat, which I think is a good assumption. Go ahead.
I want to come back to the polygraph thing again. It's not admissible as evidence, but you can use it as a condition for employment. Everybody's polygraphed who goes into the agency. Everybody's police candidates a polygraph as a condition of employment. They can't be used if somebody admits to a crime. It can't be used as evidence that they committed that crime, but they can be used. So just bring in the polygraphers and watch everybody who's responsible head for the door. But if they don't do that, then they're not serious about it.
I don't think they're. Do you think they're serious? I don't think they're serious at all. I don't.
No, I don't. One other thing is, because I want to touch on, you mentioned the Democrats. The thing that makes that really ties everything together, so it explains everything, is the Democrats are, to a man, dishonest people. They're just dishonest people. From the president to the little old lady knitting down at the campaign headquarters, they're dishonest people. And if they say, "Oh, well, I didn't take anything."
I'm trying to come up with a name to disagree with you, Jack. But I'm drawing a blank. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's okay, isn't she? She's kind of honest.
Well, I think
she's been run out of the party.
Like Joe Manchin, I think, is a Republican. He's not really a Democrat. Mitt Romney is a Democrat. So that's what I mean. But if it really comes down to that. And the thing is that they can disclaim that I wouldn't do anything dishonest if my life depended upon it. But the fact is they vote for, they support, they urge, they encourage, they finance all these dishonest people. And then they try to claim clean ends.
Yeah, I know. They claim they're purer than the driven snow. By the way, Joe Manchin has endorsed a Republican candidate. They, you know, West Virginia lost a congressional seat in the redistricting. I think they were the only Republican state that lost a seat. And they have two Republicans running, and one of them is a guy named Mooney, Alex Mooney. I've met him. He's originally from Cambridge. He's a pretty good guy. But Manchin is backing the guy that's running against Mooney, who's a Democrat or a Republican, and he's two Republicans have been redistricted into one district, and Manchin's backing the other guy. 844-500-4242. So the Ohio Senate primary is tonight, but it'll be very interesting to see how that one works out. Trump endorsed J.D. Vance, and so did Donald Trump Jr., and the Club for Growth is for Josh Mandel, and there's a guy named Dolan whose family owns the Cleveland Indians, and he's being criticized because they're not the Indians anymore. I'm Howie Carr.